Thank you so much, Simon Myring, for taking some time out of your Friday evening schedule to come in and talk to me. And to be honest, if you're going to break your schedule for anything on a Friday night, the excitement of the Great Nesbitt Bed Race has got to be well up there.
It certainly has. Thanks for having me.
Simon, you, Myrings, are sponsoring the Great Nesbitt Bed Race this year. Stray FM are going to be down there as well. It's the first time I've ever been, so I'm very excited. What kind of thing could I expect tomorrow?
I think it's going to be busy tomorrow. I think you'll see, families, friends, kids lining the streets for the runners. I think you'll see a lot of very elaborate beds all dressed up. Yeah. I think you'll see a lot of runners in varying costumes. So, yeah, it's a real great family day where everyone can get involved and have a great time.
Fantastic. And Simon, I believe you've run this before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have run it a couple of times. Admittedly, a few years ago, the local squash club had a lads and a girls team. And we didn't do bad. We didn't do an awful lot of practicing, but we only practiced the river once, I must admit. So, that's probably the thing that most people don't look forward to.
No, I imagine that Yorkshire Water doesn't really matter what time of year it is. It's still pretty cold.
It's pretty cold. There's a few strange things floating about in that river as well. So, yeah, you want to get in and out quite quickly.
There'll be a few strange things floating about during the day as those people run through it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Patrick Dunlop from our news team is running, in fact, and I think he might be a strange thing floating about too. So it's a tough challenge, though, isn't it? And it's worth going down to just watch people take on this challenge.
Yeah, I mean, crikey, you know, there's some serious people running in it. I think the Harrogate Runners running it. Obviously, there's a lot of, business people running in it. It's you can take it very seriously, or you can just have a fun run around, you know, just to get, I think it's six runners round and the Queen on the bed without it sort of having a puncture or breaking down. You've all got to finish the race. No one can not finish it as part of the team. So, yeah, it really is a great day. And every year, to me, seems to get busier and busier.
And you're going to be down there tomorrow. The rest of the Myrings team going to be there too?
Yeah, full team. All the office staff will be there. Various partners, family. Obviously, all the kids. It's a great day for the kids. And like I say, you know, the amount of advertising, the businesses that are down there, the various companies that get involved, you know, they put on a good spread for the people of Harrogate and Knaresborough, and I think it'll attract people from far and wide.
Knaresborough is good at this kind of thing, isn't it? The Tour de Yorkshire was just... Knaresborough stood out to me. On that first day of the Tour de Yorkshire, Knaresborough stood out to me as a town that went, do you know what? We're going to embrace this. We're going to go for this.
I think you're right. I think it's really put it on the map. I think Harrogate and Knaresborough for both those events now is something that people put in their calendar. And you're right. I think the local authorities and the various businesses that get involved go to town on it and want to make it a great day for everyone so they'll come back.
Absolutely. And it's a lovely place to go. So what more could you ask?
Yeah.
So if people have a dropout maybe on their team tomorrow, Simon, are you available?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see. I've got a bit of a dicky knee at the moment.
Oh, really?
So probably won't be able to dive
get
in.
Get the stretching going and see how it goes in the morning.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And have you got any messages for anyone who's going to the bed race, anyone who's in a team, any bits of advice, any good luck?
Well, crikey. I mean, good night's sleep. Obviously, warm up before you start off. Obviously, enjoy it. Stretch down when you've finished, and you'll probably need a pint in the local pub, just to help the ailments.
Stretch down. That bicep stretch is really important. Just
it.
Curl table to mouth,
Yeah, I think the drinks will be flowing.
Very good. Oh, Simon, thank you so much for coming in this evening, and we are very much looking forward to tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll be catching up with you tomorrow as well. So thank you, and enjoy the day.
Will do. Thanks very much.